Morning, Labrack, Miller and Stab with you. It is 8:05 at B105.
And joining us right now, get ready for it, ladies. Filling the gap for me that the X-Files left on our TV screen, Supernatural, Channel 10, 9:30 Mondays. And one of the sexy stars of that show is Jensen Ackles, and he joins us now. Good morning,
hey.
Sir.
Woo-hoo.
Good morning, good morning. Mate, how's everybody?
We are good. Welcome to the country. Your first time here?
No, second time here. I spent about a month down in Melbourne, I'd say about 5 or 6 years ago, doing a mini-series down there. But this is the first time to Sydney, so I'm having a good time.
Excellent. Right, excellent. So you're getting around the country? Nice, nice. We like.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, I got to ask a bit of a supernatural question, because you're working on the set of a show like yours. Has anything weird happened on set? I know that on the set of The Exorcist and the movie The Omen, all sorts of strange things were happening.
Yeah, nothing to really write home about, you know, which is funny because we actually deal with a lot of stuff that is essentially authentic, you know, witchery and
yeah.
demons and this kind of thing. And, you know, all the spells and the Latin words that we use, that's all actually taken from the internet or from some sort of spell book that, you know, these writers, these crazy nutty writers from Los Angeles find. but oddly enough, we've never been spooked or haunted or anything like that. So keeping our fingers crossed.
A lot of the writers and creators of the show did work on the X-Files. Did they bring a wealth of knowledge of that sort of stuff along with them? Because they would have already sort of done a lot of research for that show. Did they come and go, look, here's a lot of stuff we didn't get to or that we want to do again for Supernatural?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, maybe not the storyline wise, but just experience in itself, because it's somewhat of a similar show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got two lead characters kind of going against the grain and battling something unexplained. So we do have one of the guys that works with us up in Vancouver, Canada, which is where the show was shot.
Yep.
Kim Manners was the executive producer and main director of the X-Files.
Mm.
And now he is manning the helm at Supernatural. So it's really nice to have somebody with that experience.
That's
and that
cool.
kind of knowledge.
Nice.
Yeah.
And mate, you're doing really well. You're starting a heap of TV shows based
yeah.
in LA. How do you go with the LA lifestyle, rumors and that sort of thing? Because I know you've been linked in the past with some names that float around, Jessica Simpson, Leanne Rimes, which
I don't
think is
bad.
Wrong. I think that's great. Any rumor that wants to link me to someone like that is fantastic.
Yeah, right. Most people wouldn't have a problem with it, I guess. Well, you know, the funny thing is, like I said, we shoot the show up in Vancouver, Canada, so it kind of affords me the liberty of staying away from that kind of stuff and not being, you know, mobbed by anybody or having to go to like these premieres or parties that, you know, people just get inundated with paparazzi. So
yeah.
the fact that we're up there shooting all year, or not all year, but about 9 months out of the year,
mm-hmm.
you know,
writing.
It's yeah, a bit.
Having said that, and you don't mingle with the celebrities, I do have a personal question that I must ask. You do work with the fantastic Jared Padalecki, who plays
yes.
Sam. He was also Dean in the Gilmore Girls. Have you met either of the Gilmore
God
Girls?
Almighty.
Oh, get over.
What is it with everyone on the Gilmore Girls?
They're hot and their mother and
it's
sister.
It's just Dad.
Yeah, no, have you met them? And
settle down. Let him answer. God Almighty.
You know, yes, I have met them both.
Oh.
They're very, very lovely women, and I mean, you know, we're on the same network,
yes.
In the States, so
yeah.
so there's a lot of kind of everybody, you know, these big network parties and stuff. Everybody's kind of forced to come
wow.
and enjoy themselves.
Well,
but
do not ask the next question.
What?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I'm saying if he needs a date for the next party.
All right,
I can.
Yeah, I can see what's next.
I can yes. see where you're going.
Exactly.
With this.
Hey, Jensen.
You just have to flip a coin, right?
Oh, yeah. Don't give him hope, mate.
He's here in the grass. I'm walking.
I'll tell you what, Ping Pong, one of our producers in the phone room, went around and did a staff survey. I was just informed about this just before we went on air.
Yep.
About your looks yesterday. What? Can you explain to Jensen what
Don't
you actually did
yesterday?
Don't
tell him this, Labby.
Every single woman in the office this morning came up to me and asked, can I please meet Jensen this morning? Can I please meet him? And I'm like, stay away from the studio. He's all mine.
See, what? Do you have this? Are you a taken man? Do you have this
yeah.
opportunity with
and
ladies?
You were a model.
Well, when I was like 12,
oh, okay.
I wasn't like a Calvin Klein model.
Okay.
I was modeling like Superman pajamas in the catalog.
You're doing very well.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, it's I mean, it's flattering. It's also incredibly embarrassing for some reason. I don't know why.
See, this is bad. Now we're getting phone calls through as well.
No.
13 10 60.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Amanda from Redbank Plains, you're on the line with Jensen. What would you like to know?
Hi, Jensen. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm great. I'm a huge fan. And because it's Valentine's Day tomorrow, I was just wondering if you would be my Valentine.
Oh, come on. What is this? That's romance hour?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what... This is like a traveling roadshow now. You know, it's very flattering, and thank you very much. Unfortunately, my girlfriend might kill me if I agree to that. So,
good point. I kind of thought that.
Different country, buddy.
Yeah.
Is she with you?
Hey, she is with me, though. So
that's a problem right there.
That's lovely.
Yeah, it's a bit of a problem.
Well, mate, look, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Supernatural it is. Channel 10, Monday nights. You can always catch it. Thanks so much for dropping by and enjoy your time that you've got left in the country.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks so much
for having
me.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Hanson.
Thank you very much.